For millions, Santa is a beloved symbol of Christmas. A holiday display in Denver helps make him more relatable to a diverse audience. Colorado Public Radio's Kevin Beatty explains.
Angelo Mendez stares into a mirror. He sticks a white mustache onto his lip, and with that, the actor becomes Santa. But he brings his own background to the role.
I do Santa, and as I'm getting into it right now, I don't forget that Santa not only loves sugar cookies, but he loves buñuelos, pastelillos de guayaba.
Did you grow up with Santa Clauses that looked like you or spoke Spanish?
Never. Really? No.
Mendez plays the big guy at Camp Christmas, an immersive holiday exhibit organized by the Denver Center for the Performing Arts. It's a huge installation of holiday lights and colorfully decorated rooms.
Bienvenido a todos!
Another Santa is black, and one is fluent in American Sign Language. The diverse casting is intentional after some past criticism, says Lonnie Hanzon, the artist behind Camp Christmas.
There was a gentleman that wrote, you know, I walked into a bar with 1,000 white Santas staring at me, and it told me that I did not belong. And that really, you know, it was a wake-up call.
Santa's depiction as a jolly, fat white guy who brings gifts is rooted in advertising from companies like Coca-Cola in the 1930s. Hanzon wants him to connect with more kids.
We can make the holidays what we want to make it, and it can be a good thing.
Run, run, Rudolph!
And while representation is important to these Santas, James Brunt, the Black Santa, says it all really comes back to holiday spirit.
I want to just bring joy. You never know what someone's going through. And I met people who are like sick and like stuff like that, and they were just like so floored to like be able to see me, and it just like warmed my heart. Like it made me go that like nothing really matters except for making people happy.
Merry Christmas!
For NPR News, I'm Kevin Beatty in Denver.